Truly I tell you, the tax collectors and the prostitutes are going into the kingdom ahead of you. Jesus said to the chief priests and elders. Shocking words, to be sure. Why in the world would Jesus say such things? Answer, because he was simply witnessing the truth. He was stating what he saw. Jesus wasn't attempting to provoke these men, you know, chide them into a proper response. No, betraying thieving scoundrels like tax collectors and those who were willing to do anything for money, even degrade themselves sexually, were entering the kingdom of God while these religious elites were not. Was Jesus saying being religious was bad and being a reprobate is good? Absolutely not. That is not the contrast Jesus is giving here. His parable illustrates that both sons were wrong. One was rebellious and the other was a liar. What made them different is that one of the sons was changed and the other was not. Similarly, the only difference between the tax collectors and the prostitutes and the religious elites was the minds of the former had been changed, while the minds of the latter had not. So we come to the issue. How is the mind of a sinner changed? That is, how is a sinner changed? What authority, what power does it take to do such a thing? The Greek word here for changing is passive. So in the context of our gospel passage, people do not have the ability to change. People do not have the power to change their mind, make themselves move from unbelief to belief. That means that God changes sinners, and he does this by the work of Jesus Christ. And what is the work of Christ? Answer, to take away the sin of the world. And when did Jesus begin to take away the sins of the world? Answer, the day he made his way to the Jordan River to be baptized by John the Baptist. You see, something very important happened at Jesus' baptism. When Jesus came up from the water, God the Father spoke to God the Son as God the Holy Spirit descended like a dove and landed upon Jesus. And the Father preached to Jesus saying, "You are my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." At Jesus' baptism, the Holy Trinity was revealed to be in the unity about the work of Christ. The work of Jesus Christ, taking away sin, is what God wants to be preached. And that is why Jesus went straight to the baptism conducted by John when he was questioned about the authority. At Jesus' baptism, God revealed his will, that is, the authority to change sinners, because Jesus Christ has taken their sin. Interestingly, the chief priest and the elders knew about the baptism done by John. "For John came to you in the way of righteousness," Jesus reminded them. But as they confessed, they hadn't a clue about what that meant. They still had no idea about how a sinner is changed. "We do not know," they said. And then Jesus makes his observation. "John came to you, and even after you saw it, your mind was not changed, and you didn't believe him." And then some of the most chilling words in Scripture are uttered by Jesus. "Neither will I tell you by what authority I am doing these things," he said. Taken together, then, we see that the sinful chief priest and elders had not been changed by God. They couldn't do anything about it. And Jesus left them in their sin. He didn't use the authority to change them. Why would he do this? This is where we put our fingers in front of our lips and remain silent, because we do not know. But that is not the case for you. When he gave the keys of the kingdom to his followers, Jesus Christ has commanded the authority to change you to be used. So by the authority of Jesus Christ, I forgive you the entirety of your sin. Welcome to the kingdom of God. Amen.